see difficult.
Sorry?
Did you notice anything in the process of doing that?
I didn't use a guitar, I just looked at it.
Yeah.
Well, was that what you're supposed to do?
It was pretty open ended. You mean
okay.
You just looked at.
I just thought about, okay, I'm going to
Yeah. Yeah, you kind of sing it in your head.
Yeah.
A little bit. Yeah. That's a good approach. Oftentimes you end up playing, you know, you have things that you usually play. So if you sit down at your instrument, you're probably going to come up with those. So sometimes it's interesting to get away from your instrument so that you can hear things that you wouldn't otherwise hear.
Yeah. But the downside is that I don't know how to play it because I didn't learn it.
Oh.
Right? Because because I didn't learn how to play
it. Yeah, I mean, putting it on your instrument, so... What about for you?
For me, the usual interesting thing was about time. Looking at the time, because actually I played it first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I liked it.
And then actually writing it down actually made me aware of actually what's happening with it.
Oh, you mean where rhythm
like,
lies?
Yeah, because I had a problem with reading time or just...
I heard some stuff in that you don't usually play, though, which is part of the idea that you write things that you want to get in your playing that aren't there yet.
Right. And another thing is that there's some kind of focus where you, like when you're playing something live, you might just play something random, where here you have to slow down to whatever speed of writing is.
Right. Again, the idea with this is let me take one chorus just with Mike, that Mike, no bass, no anything else. That through just the solo line, you're able to hear the chord progression go by. And that involves, you know, arpeggiating things really clearly and just having a